Blog Talk Radio. Anger to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners therefore out of it. So you people who have put us in slavery and bondage, that's why, is that why you're trying to find our Father in heaven by going up in space, NASA? He will take care of you. You don't have to go look for him. He is going to come to you. For the stars of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for iniquity. Iniquity means sin. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud. Now, there's someone in the White House who is arrogant and proud to cease. He's going to stop them from being arrogant and proud, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden edges of wizards of Ophir. And I have read to you from the book of Isaiah, chapters 13 down to chapter 12. There's one more. I want you to seek to read this as much as you can so that you will know what the Bible says. You know that I am not just telling you a false tale. Also, I want you to know that there is a celebration coming up, celebrating supposedly of our Father. And what you should do is leave that alone to the people who brought it here in America. We black folks were slaves when that came in existence here. It is not in the book that Moses wrote, Leviticus chapter 13. You will not find that there. Let those people celebrate that. I don't know who told them to celebrate it. I have not found their Bible as yet. I have been looking for it. What I do know, they are reading from the Bible that we have written, the Hebrews. We have called ourselves African American, Negroes, and Black American, but we are the race of people that they tried to destroy. And now that they know that, they are killing up our young children, our young men, and they're getting away with it because they are under the guise, or they're under a false authority that they don't have to go to jail for killing up our kids, killing up our children. And that's got to stop one way or another. Our Father will have to, or we will have to stop them ourselves. And as I once said, I do not advocate fighting, but I look at Vietnam. They fought America, and America withdrew from them. Maybe that's what we'll have to do. We don't want to fight. We are lovable people. We do not want to fight. But I hope that it doesn't come down where any of my folks are killed by a police officer. I might have to start killing some of them myself. I don't want that to happen. I hope our Father comes and starts killing up them or taking care of them. He said that he's going to take care of the wicked. I just read that to you in the book of Isaiah, chapter 13. I want you all to read all of it because I have. And I want you to know as much as I know, and I'm going to try and tell you as much as I know. Right now, I want to say a prayer and then tell you who I am. And from there, we're going into the book of Numbers. I suppose to be in Numbers 23 and 24, where Balaam called for Balaam. And I wrote that down wrong. Balak was over a country. And when he saw all the children of Israel coming around into his country, he called for a sorcerer, Balaam, to put a curse on the Israelites. Well, America is giving its money to the people who say they are the children of Israel. They say they are Jews, but they are not. And I don't understand, unless they were racist, why they would send so much money to that country. The money shouldn't be coming to us black folks right here in America, where our Father, if we be patient, we have to be long-suffering like our Father in heaven is. And I'm so glad he's long-suffering, because he told me to feed his sheep a long time ago, and I wouldn't do it. I finally got the courage when I started getting older, and then I started getting sick too. But nonetheless, I am so glad, my Father. I used to wonder, how come he's calling me? Why didn't he call somebody white and can speak better and read better and all those things than I can? I'm trying to learn the language. But no, he called, just like he called Moses, he called me to do what I'm doing now, and I am glad. And I also want to tell you that just like he's in this chapter, maybe two or three chapters back ago, when Balaam got on his donkey to come to Barak, because Barak has called Balaam to come to this country and put a curse on the Israelites, he made the donkey speak. And our Father can do whatever he chooses to. If he calls a woman to preach, he best to let that woman preach. If she is not lying, let her preach the word, and let her do what she is supposed to do. That's just like me. Some of you may not believe that my Father in heaven spoke to me. Well, he did. He spoke to me in a dream, and that dream kept bothering me for 27 years. And when I decided to be obedient, that's when that dream left me alone. It bothered me until I started doing this. Well, let me do what my Father said, because I got a lot to read. And most of those words, many of those words, I don't know how to pronounce. But let me say a prayer right now to our Father of the Hebrews. Not to the devil, but to our Father in heaven of the Hebrews. Our Father. Oh, I want you sheep to say your own prayer. Talk to your Father. Talk to him and tell him what you need and what you know. What is troubling you? And then, if you believe in him, you need to forgive, get baptized, and you forgive people, and then you'll probably go into heaven just as I think that I'm going, and try to be obedient and follow the laws of our Father. You'll find them mostly in the book of Exodus chapter 20. Also, you'll find them in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. And also, you're supposed to eat right. You give up the catfish. That's It's in Leviticus chapter 11. Give up the pig meat. Clean your bodies out. You know, you don't want to give up bacon. I know it was hard because I had to give it up. I gave it up, and I'm so glad that I did. I don't eat that stuff. I try to eat what our Father says to eat. Let's have a quick prayer and then get into our lesson for this Sabbath evening. Our Father, which art in heaven, thank you for all the things that you have done for us sheep, even those who are not sheep, for all of us who believe in you. Thank you for being our intercessor and becoming human and dying for us. Poorly, you died and rose up again from the grave to save all of us who believe in you. Thank you, Father, for protecting us from natural disasters as well as from chemical disasters. We bless you for opening up our eyes and ears and mind to understand that you are our God, because many of the preachers failed to tell us that you was a black man. I can understand why you brought me back, but I'm glad you did. I am glad you did, and I'm glad to do what you told me to do. I thank you for giving us good health and sound minds and prosperity. Thank you for restoring us to your kingdom. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ, the name that the white man has given him. I thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, the anointed one. Amen and amen. And this is where I'm going to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am on Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath evening to everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy and rest. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I tell you all to read Exodus chapter 20. And I want you to read that for yourself in case you don't believe me. You should keep the Sabbath holy. Again, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. A Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want your sheep to have your three P's written and handy. And if you're old school like me, your three P's are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down something that any references or scriptures that I may say to you. And I'm going to say happy Sabbath school to everyone who is listening. Go out and tell your friend, Gargo, I love you all, just like my Father does. He loves you. He does not want to see any of you dead or killing yourselves just because you are in some kind of game. If a person steps on your shoe, oh, they hurt my toe, and just say a word, holler out if it hurt. But listen, you are. In the book of Hosea, tells you, that's in the Old Testament spell, Hosea, Hosea 4 and 6. It says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Why don't, when you go to school, if you're allowed to go to school, learn as much as you can, because they have rejected the knowledge. I will first reject it, thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou have forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forgive thy children. Now, you don't want that. You really don't. Take it from an old woman. And that's right. I do love you. I don't want to see any of you hurt for something that you can laugh about maybe 10, 15 years from now. If the earth is still here. Well, I advocate that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 15, I want you all to read that. Write that down. Genesis, J-E-N, now G-E-N-E-S-I-S, chapter 15, put 1-5 in a semicolon. Semicolon is two dots. Put 15, that means chapter. Write down Genesis 1 and 15. And I want you to read all of chapter 15 because God was talking to Moses, not to Moses, but to Abraham. And he told him that his children were going to go to away to a foreign country, go away. Let's see, I have turned to Genesis 15, read verses 13 and all the way down. It says, he said unto Abram, know for a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. We're supposed to be where those people who call themselves our Jews, they are in our land, shall serve them. And we have served them in America, and we still serve them. And they shall afflict them 400 years. Yes, 400 years is this year. In the month of June or July in our history book, I can't remember. And also that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substances. We are going to come out. This is the 400 year, even though in my history book it says 400 years. Now, some people say that we came here in 15 as slaves, but my history book says 1619 to for 400 years when I read the Bible. That's what it's talking about. And so those people who have afflicted us, even though they said they didn't do it, their grandparents did it. In the Bible someplace, it says that even though your grandparents did, you are going to be afflicted. Also, chief, I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, and read that where we would come to this land as slaves. And the last thing I want you to remember to write down is 2 Timothy, T-H-Y, chapter 2, verse 15. You got it? Excuse me for building. I want you to write down 2 Timothy, then write down chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and shun from profane and vain babbling. You know, some people do that. They're not supposed to do that, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. The Bible says, hell has widened herself so that she can accept the more of us. So I'm trying to read all of this so that you will know. Hopefully my Father will allow me to do that, just that, even though I have read it to you before. In the book that is called the New King James Version of the Bible, I had to read that version of the Bible because of printing, and it was too small. And my eyesight is not really that's good, but I go to the health food store to get some hot food for my eyes. Now, I am left off in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verse 26. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's where I left off. I want you to start. And I will start there too, because I say that our Father in heaven, he may come when he wants to, but he may come 10, 20 years from now. But I'm thinking that he's coming shortly. In my history class, it says 1619 is when he brought us over into Virginia as slaves. But, and then I know, well, I subtract 1619 from this, this year. And it, I think it was in June or July. I can't remember. But it's somewhere in that book, my history book, and I did keep that history book. I found it, then I lost it, found it again. Let's go to Numbers chapter 26, verse 26, where I will start trying to read, and hopefully I will finish it. There's a lot, and there are quite a few words that I don't know how to pronounce. I would try to pronounce them. If I don't know them, if I do know them, I'll just read them out. But if I don't know it, I will spell it for you and try to pronounce it. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families of S-E-R-E-D, I would say Sered of Sered, the families of the Sardinites, that's spelled S-A-R-D-I-N-I-T-E-S, Elon, E-L-O-N, the family of Elonites, E-L-O-N-I-T-E-S, of Jehiel, that's spelled J-A-H-L-E-E-L, and the family of the Jehielonites. That's spelled J-A-H-L-E-E-L-I-T-E-S. These are the families of the Zebulunites. That's spelled Zebulites. Z-E-B-U-L-U-N-I-T-E-S. According to those that were numbered of them, 3,500. The sons of Joseph, after the families of Manasseh and Ephraim, of the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, that's spelled M-A-C, families of Machirites, that's spelled M-A-C-H-I-R-I-T-E-S, and Machir, M-A-C-H-I-R, we got Gilead, G-E-L-A-E-A-D. Let me spell that again. G-I-L-E-A-D of Gilead. That's how I think you should pronounce that word. G-I-L-L-E-D came the family of the Gileadites. G-I-L-I-T-S. These are the sons of Gilead. Jay-Z, J-E-E-Z-E-R, that sounds J-Zero, the family of Jezeronites, J-E-E-Z-E-R-I-T-E-S, of Helkar, it's spelled H-E-L-E-K, Helik, the family of the Helikites, and as Ariel, that's spelled A-S-R-I-E-L, the family of the Aaronites, of Shechem, that's spelled S-H-E-C-H-E-M, of the family of the Shechemites, E-C-H-E-M-I-T-E-S. And the family of Shechemites, that's spelled S-H-E-M-I-D-A. That's Shechemite. Shemeda, S-H-E-M-I-M-A-D-A, Shemeda, of the family of the Shechemites. And the Shechemites is spelled S-H-E-M-I-D-A-I-T-E-S. Of the Heper, that's spelled H-E-P-A-T-R, of the family of the Hepernites. And of Zelophehad, Z-E-L-O-P-H-E-H-E-D, Zelophehad, of the son of Heber, H-E-P-H-E-R, had the sons, had no sons, but daughters. Daughters, and had, and the names of the daughters, Zelophehad, Z-E-L-O-P-H-E-H-A-D, Mahala, that's M-A-H-L-A-H, and Noor, Noor is a girl, the name Noor, N-O. A-H. Then the next name is H-O-G-L-A-H. I would say Hogla, Mikael, M-I-L-C-A-H, N-T-I-R-Z-A-H. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shetuhah, that's spelled S-H-U-T-H-E-L-A-H. The families of the maybe Shulamites. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's spelled. But let me see how it's spelled. It's spelled S-H-U-T-H-A-L-H-I-T-E-S of Belcar. That's spelled B-E-C-H-E-R. The family of the B-A-C-H-R-I-T-E-S. Of T-A-H-A-N, Tazan, the family of the Tahanites. That's spelled T-A-H-A-N-I-T-E-S. These are, and these are the sons of Shulah. How spelled that for you? It's spelled S-H-U-T. L-E-H-A-N, Shulahan, of Aaron, the families of the Aaronites, E-R-A-N-I-T-E-S. Those are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. These are the sons of Benjamin, after their families, of Bela, B-E-L-A, the families of the Belanites, B-E-L-A-L-I-T-E-S, of Asbel, spelled A-S-A, the families of the Asbelites, that's spelled A-S-H-B-E-L-I-T-E-S, of the A-S, excuse me, A-H-I,
RAM, the family's ashram, of the families of the Asheronites, spelled A-H-I-R-A-M-I-T-E-S.
Families of Shuphim, that's spelled S-H-U-P-H-I-M. The families of the Shuphimites, that's spelled S-H-U-P-H-I-M-I-T-E-S. Of Shuphim, that's spelled H-U-P-H-I-M. The families of the Shuphimites, or the Hephimites, that's spelled H-U-P-H-I-M-I-T-E-S. The sons of Bela, B-E-L-A, were Arad, A-R-D, and Naaman of Arad, the family, and Arad is spelled A-R-D, that might be Ard, the family's Ardenites, that's spelled A-R-D-I-T-E-S, and of Nahum, the families of the Naamanites, Naaman is spelled N-A-A-M-A-N, and the families of the Naamanites is spelled N-A-A-M-I-T-E-S. These are the sons of Benjamin after their father, after their families. And they were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan. And their families of Shuham, S-H-U-M-A-N, the families of the Shuhamites. Again, that's spelled S-H-U-M-A-N-I-T-E-S. These were the families of Dan after their families. All their families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,400. And of them of Asher, after their families of Jimna, that's spelled J-I-M-N-A, the families of the Jimnites, the J-I-M-N-I-T-E-S, of Jeshu, that's J-E-S-U-I, the families of the Jeshunites, J-E-S-U-I-T-E-S, of Bela, that's spelled B-E-R-A-H, the families of the Berenites, that's spelled B-E-R-I-I-T-E-S, the sons of Bela, of Hepher, that's spelled H-E-B-E-R, the family of the Hebronites, spelled H-E-B-E-R-I-T-E-S, of Mikhail, M-A-L-C-H-I-E-L, the families of the Mikhailites, M-A-L-C-H-I-L-I-T-E-S. The names of the daughters of Asher were Sarah. These were the families of the sons of Asher, according to that number, were 53,400 of the sons of Naphtali, after their family of Jahziel, that's spelled J-A-H-Z-E-E-L, families of the Gileadites, J-A-H-Z-E-L-I-T-E-S, Guna, that's spelled G-U-N-I, the families of the Gunanites, that's spelled G-U-N-I-T-E-S, Jezreel, the families of the Jezreelites, spelled J-E-Z-E-R-I-T-E-S, of Shem, S-H-I-L-L-E-M,
the family of the Shemites. These are the families of Naphtali. According to the families, are they that were numbered of them 45,400. These are the number of children of Israel, 600,000 and 8,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To give them thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give less than an inheritance. To even to everyone shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of them, of the tribes of their fathers. They shall inherit according to the lot shall be possession thereof be divided between many and few. These are they that were numbered of the Levites after the families of Gershom, G-E-R-S-H-O-N. The families of the Gershonites, G-E-R-S-H-O-N-I-T-E-S, of Korash, K-O-H-A-T-H, the family of the Korahites, K-O-H-A, let me spell that again, R-I-T-S, and Mersah, M-E-R, Mersah, M-E-R-A-R-I, the family of the Mersahites. Let me stop here. We are in verse 58 is where I will stop. For our next lesson will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And you'll meet with me Friday again for our next lesson. I will still be in the book of Numbers. Now let us have a closing prayer and thank God for protecting us from the evil one. Father in heaven, who art in heaven, we thank you for being our protector from the evil one as we sleep or all through the day as we awake. Thank you for letting us go out into the world and coming back safe and sound, and not listening to the evil one. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And in James chapter 4, it says, chapter 4 and 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Remember, our Father in heaven loves you, and I love you as well. Remember, sheep, I am asking you to purchase my books from Amazon. I have three books called The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plan.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall.
On the radio.
Of the road.
A lot of times it was way back in the 1980s. When the, my father told me
to love one another.
And I was afraid. I didn't want to.
That heaven might find.
I realized I was getting old.
A place
do that because
in their heart.
It was bringing worry in me.
Jesus. we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is in love. He won't let you down.